This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning of a growing cost of inaction and of his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. And the White House says the new administration is searching for creative ways to garner public support for a package that has gotten a cold shoulder from Senate Republicans. In the age of COVID-19, it's not a matter of jumping on a plane to travel the country and try to gin up a groundswell. And at a time of a depolarization, Biden may struggle to convince Republican voters of the urgency at this particular moment after Congress already approved a $4 trillion amount in aid, including $900 billion just last month. The nation's top infectious disease expert hopes to see kids start getting COVID-19 vaccines in the next few months. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
Vaccines are not yet approved for children.
Over the next couple of months, we will be doing trials.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci says that'll hopefully lead to kids being vaccinated in late spring and early summer, a key step towards securing widespread coronavirus immunity, since children make up about a quarter of the population. For now, even older adults are having trouble getting shots. As of yesterday, only about 1.3% of Americans had received the two required doses of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Union has tighter rules on exports of COVID-19 vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom, deepening a dispute with London over scarce supplies, potentially life-saving shots. Amid an outcry in Northern Ireland and the UK, the European Commission made clear the new measure will not trigger controls on vaccine shipments. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty, Olivier de Schutter, is warning that Europe's poverty figures could peak in autumn 2021. He said 92 million people in the EU still live in poverty. He told Reuters that the coronavirus pandemic did increase inequalities and shall increase inequalities much further. He told Reuters in Brussels. He also added that poverty affects 20% of the European Union's citizens, while inequality levels have not improved since the 2008 economic crisis. The top law enforcement officers for the U.S. House of Representatives is now deploying Capitol Police officers to transportation hubs to protect lawmakers as they travel to and from Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
With threats of violence on the rise against lawmakers even before the Capitol incursion of January 6th, many have asked for increased security. So the new acting House Sergeant at Arms says officers will be posted at airports and the rail station on busy travel days, but warns individual protection will not be provided. House members have also been told that they can use campaign funds for home security systems and office funds for bulletproof vests. There's been growing animosity inside the Capitol building, including lawmakers who want to carry guns and oppose metal detectors, and those who want weapons out. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the country's major airlines have agreed to suspend all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until April 30th, starting Sunday, as part of a fight against the second wave of coronavirus. Trudeau also said that all arriving airline passengers would be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test at the airport, then wait in a hotel for up to 3 days at their own expense until the results arrive. Trudeau cited new variants of the virus originating out of South Africa and the UK as part of the reason for the tighter restrictions. China announced that it would not recognize the British National Overseas Passport as a valid travel document for identification starting Sunday. Beijing's move to impose a national security law in June last year prompted Britain to offer refuge to almost 3 million Hong Kong residents eligible for BNO passport from this Sunday. The scheme, that first announced last year, will allow those with BNO status to live, study, and work in Britain for 5 years and eventually apply for citizenship. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.